Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie. Thank you guys so much for coming. Welcome everyone listening live on the phones, and a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. Hope everyone had a great week and have an awesome weekend planned. We have a great show for y'all today. We have a fun chit-chat segment about people caught dancing by security cameras on their job. This is hysterical. I picked it up by myself. We also have former guest Brian Cole stopping by to tell us what is going on with him since we last talked to him on the show and talk about his new single. Then we will do the crazy eBay item segment at the end. This is going to be an awesome show. Feel free to call in and participate throughout the show. The call-in number is 1-646-381-4339. So let's begin our chit-chat segment really quick. So today on AOL Jobs, I found the most hysterical videos I have seen in a long time. Now, the story is titled Employees Caught Dancing on the Job. Basically, this shows a bunch of YouTube videos of people that were dancing and singing on the job and caught by security cameras. Self-explanatory. First, there was a man busting Saturday Night Fever moves in the aisle of a store. He wasn't holding back either, I tell you, man. And then also there was an officer in the aisle of a Quick Mart-type store doing some Michael Jackson moves in uniform. And then we seen another man singing and dancing to a song from Dirty Dancing. Seriously, he did the whole song and was really into it. But he wasn't no Patrick Swayze. So let us know if you guys have been caught doing something silly on the job that you could share in the chat room, and I'll read them on air. Now, before we bring out our guest, I just want to say thank you to our new sponsor, Save a Pet in Georgia. You can visit their site at www.saveapetinc.com, INC.com. And now, our featured pet this month is Molly. Molly is a Dalmatian. She is almost albino with soft brown eyes and barely visible black spots. She loves to play, go for long walks, and swim in the pond. She even jogs. She loves other dogs and did well with cats. Molly was abandoned and is looking for a lovely home. She's a great girl. Molly's up to date with shots, spayed, and chipped. We will have a picture up on our website soon, www.josieshow.com. The Save a Pet location is in Georgia, and they do local adoptions only, so they can ensure these precious pets are placed in homes nearby. Also, if this is too far for you, Georgia, look up any Save a Pet locations near you for amazing pets. These pets really need a home. And I also want to thank Dunkin' Donuts and Oreo Plaza, Delray Beach, Florida, for their support in promoting your time with Josie. Anyway. I am so excited to speak with our special guest, Brian Cole, today, and I will see if he is here. Yep, he's here. Everyone, please give a warm welcome to our guest, Brian Cole.
Hello. Brian, hello. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
It was my pleasure. I'm so sorry for the last minute. We had a guest that couldn't make it, but it's all good.
It's all good.
I hope you're
We're
doing
having
good.
Fun.
Awesome. So what's new?
A lot.
I'll talk to you.
A lot.
Awesome.
Just been so busy. Mm-hmm. We've got a new single out. It All Comes Back to Me, and really, really excited about that. So far, it's one of the most downloaded songs this week, and it's only been out for a week. So
nice.
Yeah, it's doing really good, and We're just real happy about it. We're charting all over the world right now, and I mean, thanks to all the fans out there that have been so supportive. I mean, you've made this possible. We just can't do it without people like you and you, Josie. I mean, gosh, I mean, it's been how long since we talked? And
very long, and so much has happened to you since then.
Yeah, it's been. It's been a lot, and we're getting ready to shoot a video, and we've got, we're in the studio right now. We're starting to work on the next record, and Olin can give me a teaser on this because I'm sworn to secrecy, but we've just signed a brand new record label, so I can't say who it is yet, but there'll be an official press release, so. Be sure and tune into my website, briancole.net, and we'll be sure to post it as soon as possible.
That is really exciting. Congratulations. It's going to be
Thank
a big surprise. Definitely. And as you said, you have a new single, It All Comes Back to Me. Is this single up for purchase, or where fans will be able to check it out?
Yeah, absolutely. It's available all over the place on, like, iTunes and Amazon MP3 and Napster and you name it. The cool thing that we're doing, and we decided to do this especially for you, Josie, any of your guests that order the CD Wide Open Road from our website, briancole.net, mention the Josie Show, and I will autograph any CD that's sold from, fans of your show, absolutely free.
That is so cool.
So I'll be happy to do that. But they got to mention the Josie Show.
You got to mention the Josie Show. That's so cool. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. My
that
pleasure.
Is so cool. Everyone would love that. And also I do have to mention, because I thought this was super cool and so great, I fell in love. You have a new music video. That was I'm Coming Home, feature pets.
Yes,
and as you know, I love pets. I love pets.
Oh, yeah.
It's my all-time favorite thing. And I love this video. And you also posted a picture of you in the video with your Time with Josie t-shirt.
You know, the funny thing about it is my wife and I fight over that shirt. She loves it, and I love it too. And, I'm wearing it all the time. I love it. And, I thought we were in the studio the one day, and I had that shirt on, and my manager was over here, and he says, Brian, we got to get a picture of you with that shirt on because you're always wearing it. And so we snapped a picture, and we ended up putting that in the video. So we definitely
wanted
it.
So cool. I just thought that was so cool. I mean, I posted it on the website because I loved it so much, and I made all my friends see it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime. I love it. Thank you.
Well,
that is so cool.
We wanted to do a concept video for this song because, number one, the song has so many meanings. We certainly want to draw awareness to, animal abuse and animal adoption and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually donating half of the proceeds from any of the downloads of that song to the Animal Rescue League of Western Pennsylvania. So, we want to help out. I mean, we're big animal lovers. We just adopted a new puppy, and it was so wonderful because he came from an abusive home, and happened was we named him Chance because he's got a second chance at life now, and it was kind of one of the key lines in the song, second chance at life, second chance at love. So, we thought, wow, Chance, and he's such a cute dog. I mean, this dog has so much personality, so he's pretty awesome.
That is great that you adopted another dog. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a little boy, and he's black and white, and he's just, he's awesome. I mean, I love him so much. He's, he's about 16 weeks old now, and he's our newest little baby, and, in our growing family.
Yeah, you can never have too much dogs.
I agree.
It's true. So cute. So let's see here. It all comes back to me. Fans could also request it on the radio too, as well, right?
Yes, yes. Please call your local country radio station and request it. We were so fortunate with the first single that we were hitting radio like crazy. We were just getting a lot of spins and on several of the breakout charts. We actually broke the top 10 status simply because fans were calling in daily and requesting it. So the radio stations are going, okay,
nice.
Well, we got to play it, you know. So
So
we're hoping that the same thing will happen with It All Comes Back to Me. We're just hoping that we get up to number one this time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I will definitely be requesting it on my local radio station because I love that song.
Thank you. I do too. I mean, I didn't write the song and I had it sent to me by a very dear friend of mine, great songwriter by the name of Tom Payton. I think Tom's listening. So, Tom, if you're listening, I'm giving you a shout-out, brother. this song was written by him and a guy named Kent Blasey, and Kent wrote a ton of songs for Garth Brooks, including If Tomorrow Never Comes and Going Down as the Sun Comes Up. So when I got this song, I mean, Tom said, hey, I really feel like this is the perfect song for you. And as soon as I started listening to it, I said, wow, I can totally relate to this song, and I think fans can relate to it. And it's just a fun song. We go crazy with it live and just, take the guitar solo out like another 10 minutes and just have fun with it. So
that is so cool.
Yeah, I love the song. I never got tired of singing it, and I still love it just as much today as I did when I first heard it. So I was really glad to have that on the record. And the coolest thing about it was, I had a song that was written by, one of Garth's main writers, and then I had two of Garth's players play on the song. So it was really wild, I think we tried to capture that Garth sound,
Absolutely. I think that's so cool, and I've always said I love songs that have, a meaning to it,
mm-hmm.
and your songs definitely, they capture that.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, it has to mean something. I mean, I'm a firm believer that's one great thing about country music is that, it speaks to people. And you can listen to a country record and it's not, I don't think you'll be able to find one song on a country record that you don't relate to in one facet or another. So that's, for me, those are the kind of songs that I love to write and that, when people do send me songs and if I choose to cut one of the songs, it has to have that meaning. It has to have some sort of message that, first and foremost, it speaks to me, and then I can interject that to the listener.
I agree. And that's what fans love. They love that kind of stuff.
Well, everybody wants to be able to relate. I mean, I think that, for me, I get up in the morning and I've got my cup of coffee and, I've got country radio playing and it just starts my day.
Oh, yeah.
no matter where I'm at, whatever city I'm in, I just turn the country music station on and it becomes the soundtrack of my entire day. And we're blessed to have it.
Sounds like this house. We always have country music playing.
All right.
Definitely, yeah. We're big country fans.
Oh, that's
great. Definitely. And in the chat room, KK123456 asks two questions. She asks, what is Brian's favorite all-time kind of music? And the second question, if he could meet anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
Ooh. Wow, that's a great question. Both are great questions. Well,
yeah.
I got to say my favorite music is definitely country. Mm-hmm. You know, I listen to everything. I have a very eclectic CD collection, MP3 collection, but I can tell you, country music just, I grew up on it, and I grew up on mm-hmm. the classics mostly.
George Strait?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to be seeing George Strait actually in about 2 weeks. So,
Isn't he on tour with Reba?
He's on tour with Reba, and actually my fiddle player, Jimmy Mattingly, who played on my record, is touring with Reba. So he's Reba's fiddle.
Oh, that's cool.
Right now. So if you anybody out there that goes to a Reba show, if you see that fiddle player up there, you can yell to him, "Hey, Brian Cole said hi." And he'll probably throw something at you, but, you know, what can I tell you? But,
definitely.
But to answer the second part of the question, if there's anybody alive or dead, gosh, there's a lot of them, but I would I would probably have to say Jerry Reed, because, I admired Jerry Reed, you know, ever since I was a kid, and, you know, he brought so much to the guitar, which I have such a love affair with. And also, he was a great actor. I mean, you know, all the Smokey and the Bandit movies, and, you know, I mean, I watch those movies all the time, you know. But I would have to say, you know, between Jerry Reed and Patsy Cline, you know, I mean, they're just, you know, and the list goes on. I mean, you know, Johnny Cash, you know, you name
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
You know.
Definitely. You get that could be a huge list. There's so many amazing country singers out there, dead and alive.
there are. And you know, it's people like, you know, Patsy and you know, Johnny Cash and Jerry Reed and people like that have made it possible for guys like myself and, you know, Brad Paisley and, you know, all those other guys
mm-hmm.
that are out there to be able to do what we do, because they paved the way for us, you know.
Yeah.
We're still learning. We're still learning how to do it, because they mastered it, so we're still trying to figure it out.
Absolutely. And let's see here. Okay, this is a good one. Reba Fan Forever asks, would you ever do a duet with Reba?
The question is, would she ever do one with me? Because I would do one with her in a second. I would love to sing a duet with Reba. She's one of my absolute favorite singers. She has such a gifted voice and a way with melody, and gosh, she's just amazing.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Great question. I'm going to see her, you know, in a couple of weeks. So maybe we'll be able to put that together. You know, maybe she's listening.
Yeah.
Or something. You know,
exactly. You should make a petition now.
Let's do it. Everybody that's listening to the Josie Show right now, sign a petition.
We should all do it, because I would like to see that personally.
Okay.
I would go.
I would too.
See? Exactly. Can't say no. That would be really cool.
You can't say no to Reba, because she's such a sweetheart.
No. I agree. So let's see here. Trying to find some questions here. Okay, Tay-Tay again asks, what's your favorite color?
Oh, my favorite color is blue.
Blue.
Blue,
awesome.
Yes. It is blue. I don't know. I mean, I like blue because I'm a summer guy. I love the summer, and I love the clear blue skies and, you know, the blue of the Pacific Ocean and everything. Blue is just such a calming color.
Definitely. Thank goodness, because your Time with Josie t-shirt is blue, so I'm glad that works.
Yes, it is. That's right. Yeah.
I'm glad. I picked the right color.
You did.
Awesome. this is another really good question. Do you have any upcoming performances where fans will be able to see you?
Yes. Actually, I've got a performance coming up, actually two performances coming up next week in the Pittsburgh area. The one that we're doing is actually, unfortunately, I don't know if a lot of your listeners are 21 and over, but we're doing a warm-up club date at a place called the Smiling Moose, and I've never been there, so we'll see if the moose really smiles. All I know is we're gonna do a performance. There's we've got an opener, a guy named Nick Marzok, who's an upcoming artist who is absolutely fantastic. I'm actually producing his record, and he's opening for me. And we've got that, and then the very next day we're doing a benefit show in Peters Township, Pennsylvania, and we're doing that, and it's a benefit for Alzheimer's, and it's a very near and dear thing to my heart. My grandmother passed away from it, and it's a chance for us to give back and hopefully raise some money and hopefully raise
Absolutely.
Some awareness. So
Absolutely.
We've got that coming up, and then the end of the month we've got another show in Pittsburgh, and then we're going to take some time off and start doing some more recording.
That sounds great. Are you thinking about doing another CD?
Yes. We've actually got about 4 or 5 songs in the can for the next record, and we'll probably record, 20 or 30 songs, and then decide on the best ones from there. So it's still a process. I really don't think fans will be able to see anything until probably the end of summer of next year. So
awesome. And then you can come back, and then we could advertise those bad boys.
That sounds great.
No problem. I love that. I love catching up and seeing what, new stuff you're up to. I find that fun.
Well, thank you. No, and I really do appreciate it. It's been so crazy. I mean, the ride has just been unbelievable since we got new management, and he's just doing a great job. Shout out to MTS Management, Michael Stover. He's amazing.
Definitely.
And everybody's just really, everybody at the Brian Cole camp, is just really working hard and doing a great job. And their support and their belief has just been outstanding. And we just really appreciated it. Every day.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when Michael called me and told me about this show, I said, "You mean she wants to talk to me again?" And he said, "Yeah, why do you find that surprising?" I said, "Well, gee, I'm just glad that somebody wants to talk to me. I don't know." I don't think it's hit me ever, It's just I'm so thankful for all of this.
Absolutely. Well, you can come back. You always know that. You can come back anytime, and I'll advertise your new stuff because is what I do.
And you do it very well. I'll tell you. I go on your site, and I'm looking around. I'm like, gosh, she's a promotional machine. So
a lot has changed since we talked. I'm telling you, I'm really getting into this thing.
Well, you're doing great.
We're working at it. Thank you. That is so
You're
cool.
Welcome.
Absolutely. So let's see here. Trying to find some more. Okay, this is hilarious. Okay, so we have a character in the chat room. And I say that because we have a character in the chat room, and I say that because it's a squirrel.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a fun little thing that we have on Your Time with Josie. And his name is P. Peanut. Oh, it's a girl. Excuse me. A Peanut. And she has a Twitter page.
Okay.
And she has all these funny kind of videos and stuff of her singing and stuff. And she asks, does Brian have many squirrels on his Twitter, or am I the only one who follows?
Our Twitter page is always open to squirrels and rabbits and really any other furry forest creature out there. So we encourage all the fuzzy furries to get on the Twitter and follow.
Peanut is a fan.
Peanut is a fan. All right. Well,
definitely.
All right. Peanut. I think Peanut's probably the first squirrel that's actually really loved our music. So Peanut, you're in.
He's got some other friend squirrels, so you might get a lot of them.
Oh, well, we could do the squirrel tour. You know, it's
squirrel tour.
Squirrel
exactly.
Tour 2011. I think we need to get that into action here.
I agree. That's hilarious. But I just had to say that because I just find it just so hilarious.
it is.
I know, right? My mom in the chat room, Tina, she says, what is your favorite song?
Wow, my favorite song. My favorite song on the album or my favorite song, period?
Let's do period of the
moment. Period. Wow.
Yeah.
I would have to say, wow.
These are getting some difficult questions.
These really are, you know, because I don't like want to insult anyone because like there's so many of them that I love. I would have to. I'm gonna go way back. I'm gonna go actually way back, and I'm probably gonna say "Walking the Floor" by Ernest Tubb is probably.
Ooh.
Probably one of my absolute all-time favorite songs ever. To me, it defines what country music should sound like. And I remember when I first moved to Nashville, I remember driving down Broadway, which they call Honky Tonk Row, and seeing the Ernest Tubb record shop, and that song came on the radio. So thank you to 95.5 The Wolf for playing that song at the perfect time. I got chills, you know. It just, to me, defined, you know, you just close your eyes and you feel, you know, the Ryman Auditorium, the original Grand Ole Opry, and, you know, to walk down the street and see, oh, there's Loretta Lynn, and, you know, there's Patsy, and, you know. It's the quintessential sound of country music, and I never ever get tired of that song, and I have such a respect for it. So that's probably my favorite song.
Definitely. So let's see here.
Lots of good questions here tonight. Wow.
I know, right?
Like
really?
Stump the coal tonight, you know.
Definitely. Bring it on. Bring on some
Bring
more questions.
Bring on those
awesome.
Questions.
Awesome. Definitely. So, here we go. Okay, so any embarrassing moments that have happened lately when performing? There you go.
Oh, gee. Can we do just one whole show dedicated to Brian Cole's most embarrassing moments? Let's see.
My favorite question.
Yeah, there have been a lot. I can tell you this. There was a time, you know, sometimes depending on the show, when you're doing a show and there's, like, a lot of bands playing, we call them cattle call gigs because they're just one after another. Nobody has a sound check, and you just kind of get out there and you're in front of, you know, 5,000 people, 10,000 people, and you're. So sometimes I don't have time to use a wireless guitar setup, and so I just have my cable. And I went out, and there's, you know, part of the song where I'm just kind of soloing and everything, and I forgot to plug my cable in. And I'm just out there, and I'm just going crazy, and I look, and I'm going, no one can hear me.
Now you got to start over.
Then you got to start over, you know, one of the musicians in my band had walked over and said, oh, Brian, here's your cable. You know, so I just kind of put it in and, you know, wanted to disappear. But that was one of the most embarrassing moments. And there have been many.
Well, that's not that bad.
No.
I've heard worse.
I've done other things. I've fallen off the stage. I've done a lot.
That's a big one. That happens to everyone.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's never fun to fall off the stage.
No, you're human.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. But there have been many embarrassing moments. I think, I don't know, I have a feeling that one of these days, you know, we're going to release a, you know, behind-the-scenes video collection of all the wonderful embarrassing moments that have happened.
That would be really cool. Post on YouTube, it would get so many hits. Brilliant.
I think so. I think so, too.
You should do that, definitely.
Yeah, I think we should.
Absolutely, definitely. That's a really good idea. I didn't even think of that.
All right.
That's a good idea.
You heard it first on the Josie Show. That's right.
Oh, yeah. See, we're special.
That's right.
Awesome. And definitely. So you're going to have someone, like, filming it every second so you don't miss anything.
Well, you know, there's, like I said, I mean, things happen. There's a movie that was out there years ago called This is Spinal Tap. And I got to plug this movie because it's, if anybody out there is a musician, you have to watch this movie. I mean, it is all of these things that happened to these guys, they took from experience because you know, it's a make-believe rock band that's on the road, and you know, some of the things that happen, it is just so funny because every band has their own Spinal Tap stories, and it's just you know, show up to a show and they're expecting someone else to be there, or you know, you go to, you know, you. Your name's not on the marquee when you're supposed to play, or they spell your name wrong, which I still get. I still get that. People spell my name with an I, and it's actually with a Y. And so I still get that. You know, I get people writing in, you know, hello, Brian, and it's B-R-I-A-N, and I'm going, it's Y.
You can't forget the Y.
You can't forget the Y.
Exactly. That's hilarious. Wait, what's the movie called?
It's called This is Spinal Tap. And
that's awesome.
You got to watch it. It was out probably early 80s, I would have to say, 1983, 84. But it's so funny.
Yeah.
And if you're a musician and you love music, you gotta see this movie. It's just absolutely hilarious.
That is hilarious. I will have to see it. And also, I just want to mention, for the fans who don't know, you also have a Twitter and Facebook page, and I want everyone to know. What is your Twitter and Facebook page link so fans could get to know
my, better? My Twitter link is facebook.com/BrianColeTN, like Tennessee, short for Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And my Facebook is just Brian Cole Music.
Brian Cole Music Facebook, and Twitter is Brian Cole TN. Got it. Awesome.
Yes. And I believe there should be links when you go to my briancole.net. There should be links. We're actually, and you're hearing it first, on the Josie Show, you're hearing it first. We are completely revamping the website. We've got a company that out of Boston that is has been kind enough to do our website for us, and we thank them very much, and we're real excited about it. So tune in, because it's within the next week or two, you're going to start seeing a lot of big changes, and we're awesome. Real excited about this. So.
Super cool. So it's briancole.net, your regular yep. website, right?
Yes.
Awesome. I posted all your links in the chat room for easy access so everyone could check it out. No problem,
thank
Emo.
You so much.
Anytime. And also, if I get this straight, you're going to sing a little song for us?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be glad to. I'm actually, you know, you caught me at a good time because I'm sitting down. I've got my own personal recording studio, and I'm actually sitting down here right now. So,
yay.
Yeah,
so
I'd be happy to do it.
Awesome.
Yeah. What would you like to hear?
How about one of your new singles, if that's okay?
Sure. It All Comes Back
like
to Me. Is that the one you want to hear?
That sounds good. Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Well, let me see if I can make this thing work here.
Sounds good.
I think I have speakerphone. Hang on one. Let me make sure this thing works.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep, we hear you. Perfect.
Okay. All right. Let's see if this. You can hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Here it goes. Hopefully we won't blow anything up. All right, here we go.
Great.
What's that? Here we go.
I'm so excited. That is awesome. awesome.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. My pleasure.
Love it, love it. And before we have to go, please tell us one more time how everyone can get your new single and how they can get an autograph with Josie Shell.
Well, the single's available all over iTunes and Amazon and Napster and all the major download sites. Now, if you want the actual CD, which I love, that's my thing. I still love getting the actual CD, and they sound so much better than MP3s. But anyway, if you get them from my website, briancole.net, and you order it and you mention the Josie Show, you will get an autographed copy. I will personally autograph it, but you just have to make sure that you put in the subject line when you write in, just mention the Josie Show.
Awesome. Thank you so much once again for coming on. You can come back anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Awesome. It's my pleasure.
Definitely. And good luck with everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Josie, and thank you, fans. Thanks so much for sticking by me and your continued support. I love y'all.
Definitely. And we love you, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Take
care now. Thank you so much.
You, too. Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, guys, so much for all sticking with us. And Brian Cole, thank you so much once again for coming on the show. And hi, everyone in the chat room. Thank you guys so much, all you Brian Cole fans, for tuning in. And also, everyone, remember, if there is something special you would like to see featured on our show, just email me at josie@josieshow.com, and we will personally put it on there with a little shout-out for you. And don't forget Your Time with Josie caps and T-shirts on our website online store, and more merchandise will be available soon. Now, for our amazing segment that I find so fun and so fun to search, crazy items sold on eBay. And we got to come up with one of those things that are kind of like on the Ellen Show, you know, where it's like, crazy items sold on eBay, you know, kind of like, okay. And, you know, it'll be, absolutely. Anywho, so here we go. So a piece of leftover French toast from Justin Timberlake sold for $3,154. I'd say that's pretty crazy. And then another crazy item sold on eBay is a haunted rubber ducky sold for $107.50, and it's claimed to have been a haunted rubber duck that would, I guess, bite, and I don't know. and then another crazy item was a vampire killing kit sold for $2,005.50. And you know the vampire craze, so that does not surprise me right now. It's crazy. And this is the unbelievable one. A woman sold the rights to name her baby, her real baby, her unborn baby, for $15,000, but name was not disclosed. So who knows what someone named it. Before I close up, I'm super excited because next week is our anniversary show, and you just don't know who will be stopping by. Wink, wink. So tune in for special guests and a funny look back on the last crazy past year that we had. It's filled with so much fun things and great congratulatory notes as well. Then upcoming guests on October 15th, we have Eric Davenport, a great, amazing singer. And then October 22nd, we have a special show because we will be live on location from Georgia with special guest Colt Chambers. So that'll be exciting. And then October 29th will be our Halloween show with special guest Chelsea Ray. Chelsea Ray is an incredible singer as well. And then I want to thank everyone for coming by and being a part of Your Time with Josie's show tonight. Hope you all have a great weekend, and tune in again next week for another fun show. It's our anniversary show, so please tune in, and it will be amazing, I promise. I wouldn't say it wouldn't be amazing if it wasn't amazing. So it's amazing. So I will talk to you guys soon, and thank you guys so much for coming on. Bye, guys.
This is Your Time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.